If you are able, please stand for the reading of the Gospel. Gospel according to John chapter 17, beginning with verse 6. Let us hear this word of the Lord. I have Jesus speaking to the Heavenly Father. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am not of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. This is the word of God for the children of God. Please be seated. This is real easy, real painless. I'll make it short and sweet. I'm going on vacation Friday. Yes, sirree, Bob. Well, Friday is Bonnie's 60th birthday. Yeah. 60 years old, and she doesn't look a day over 30, I'm telling you. It's just. We're going to Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida. I have a sister and brother who have moved down there over the years. I had another brother, but he passed away. And we've gone down there off and on, made visits before. My mom lived down there. She passed away down there. And we're going to go down there, and we're going to drive. So we'll leave early Friday morning in my truck. And I love road trips. I get all excited like a kid on a road trip. And, you know, I buy Tootsie Roll lollipop suckers and pretzel rods. And then we'll have a cooler with some. I'll have flavored water. I like lemon-flavored water. So I'll buy a bunch of that. And we'll make some sandwiches so we can have some sandwiches while we're on the road. And of course, you got to stop. And the best place to stop is those truck stops. And they got the best food, you know. It's greasy and piles of it. And, oh, it's just good. And on my phone and Bonnie's phone, we have oldies. Tons and tons of, like, I have over three days worth of oldies on my phone. I don't know what she has on hers, but we put that in and Bluetooth and listen to the music and how sweet it is. 22 hours to get down to St. Petersburg, Florida. Bonnie won't let me drive straight through anymore. I used to do that all the time with the kids, but she won't let me drive straight through. So we'll drive over half the day down and get a place and then get in there Saturday afternoon. And when we get in there on Sunday, we're going to have a family picnic at Fort DeSoto Park and go fishing and swimming and eating and that. And then we'll play some pinochle. And my brother, who's 17 years younger than I am, he is a semi-tractor trailer truck mechanic, and he also runs a shop, a repair shop for those. He runs a repair shop for industrial forklifts. He's very good at what he does. He's been doing it for years. And I have cab lights for on top of my truck. and I have a remote control start from my truck that I just bought. And I went on YouTube and looked at it, and they showed you how to put it in. And I said, that looks easy. And I got in my truck and tore the dash out and looked at that and said, my brother can do that when I go down and visit. So I'm taking those down. So him and I, my family's always enjoyed backyard mechanics. We love that kind of stuff. And fish. And I will fish at night. I drag them out 10 or 11 at night, and we fish till about 3, 4, 5 in the morning, and off the seawall and off the pier. Big fish, big. Stingrays, we usually get those off the piers. I mean, big. It takes you an hour to land one, and then ugly little fish and long, colorful fish, and some fish that your rod goes and you reel it in and your hook is just snapped in half. Something just bites it right off. I mean, big, probably shark. And we'll play pinochle and just have a good time. And I will have a cigar, just so you know. They're at John's Pass, right by where we're staying at Madeira Beach. There's a cigar shop where they roll their own. They lady sits out there rolling these cigars, and I'll have at least an $8 cigar. I can smell it already. Fun. Be a good time. My brain has already left. I mean, you can probably tell. My brain's already gone on vacation. And this week will be crazy. Bonnie and I will be nipping at each other and trying to get everything done that we need to get done. Bonnie packs a few things. I pack everything. Kitchen sink, everything, furnace. I take it all with me. But I love vacation, you know. And we'll go down there and we really will rest. We don't plan a lot of activities. We just don't. We go down and have a good time and try to come home refreshed. I've been on those vacations where you can't wait to get back to work so you can get some rest. You know, those ones that just rot. You just do so much. And the day you get there, the next day you're leaving, it seems like. Vacations serve a very important purpose. Now, Jesus was praying for us here in John 17. He was praying and asking God to protect us and to watch over us and keep us safe by the power of his name so that we would be one, all of us would be one in our mission for God, just as he and the Father are one. And it was Jesus' intent that God would empower us because Jesus said that we're in the world. The world's a bad place, but we are not of the world. He said, just as I am not of the world, they're not of the world either. So to try to make this short and sweet for you, this world is not our home. It is not our home. And we need to grab onto that. You need to walk out of here today and look at your car and realize it's only temporary. And when you get home, you need to stop outside and look at your house from one end to the other, top to bottom, and realize it is only temporary. It is not your home. And when you go in the house, take a walk through the house and look at everything, including your pictures and your memorabilia, and realize it's all only temporary. It is not your home. Now is the time that we work. Now is the time that we work our fingers to the bone. That we do our very best. We make sacrifices. And we suffer for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ to save as many souls as we can. Because this world is not our home. We are going on permanent vacation one day. See, that's what vacations do for us. You know that you can work hard because it's you got vacation coming up. You know that when's vacation?
2 weeks from now.
2 weeks from now. Where are you going?
We're going to see our daughter in Georgia, and then we're going to get to Myrtle Beach for a few days.
Ah, very nice. Who else is going on vacation? Well, Mexico. Don't drink the water. Not even the ice cubes. Anybody else going on vacation? Where are you going? Cancun? Outer Banks. I've never heard anybody go to the Inner Banks. It's always the Outer Banks. Anybody else going on vacation? Becky, where are you going? Where? Outer Banks. Okay. Where? The Caribbean. I have friends on Facebook, and Monday they're going to Hawaii. I guess they'll have to go with the flow. I wouldn't want to be going to Hawaii. Yeah. But isn't that great to know that you're going on vacation? It makes work bearable. It helps get you through. It is the motivation that you and I need as Christians. In Acts chapter 1, in the last half of that chapter, the apostles get together and they elect Matthias to replace Judas, who hung himself. They wanted a leader, but they wanted a leader who knew how everything turns out. See, that's Jesus said that the things that I've done, you will do, and even greater things. Doesn't that blow your mind? I mean, think about that. That's the Word of God. Jesus said that what he did, you will do. And even greater things. We are going to be Christ to the world because of the power of the Holy Spirit within us. We will do what Jesus has done and even greater things. And how was it that Jesus was able to go through everything he went through, accomplish all that he did? Oh, I know, fully human, fully divine. Educated to some degree. He studied the law of Moses. He studied the text, the writings that they had. He was always in church, always worshiping, fasting, and praying. How was it that he was able to be on the cross and look at those whom he loved who had nailed him there and say, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do? Because he knew he was going on permanent vacation. He knew how everything turns out in the end. He knew the end of the story. And that's what you and I need to remember. That no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're facing, no matter what amount of work needs to be done, we can do it. We can get it done. Because one day we're going on permanent vacation. One day we're going to heaven, where the book of Revelation says that there will be no more death, no more disease, no more aches, no more pains, no more crying. That there will be joy. There will be the river of life, the tree of life, the wedding feast of the Lamb. We're going to see our loved ones there. We're going to see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ there. And nobody will take that away from us. Never. Never again. So until then, because we know how it all ends, because we know that one day we're going on permanent vacation, until then, we've got our work cut out for us. And time is growing short. I am a Chicken Little guy. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. I see it happening more and more all the time. So, it doesn't matter to me what you think about the sermon. I'm going on vacation. Yeah. I'll miss each and every one of you, but I will be praying for each and every one of you. You will be in the capable and good hands of Pastor Stephen and Chris Greist and our staff. And as I always tell my friends and my family, my colleagues, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that when it comes to ministry, give them heaven. You go out there and give them heaven. Overcome evil with good. Work your fingers to the bone. There's a time to relax. That'll be when permanent vacation gets here. God loves you, and so do I. Let's